Okay, we're back from the recess. Was there any more discussion on the fire?
Can I just say one more thing? I feel like I've kind of run roughshod over that whole discussion item. Was there things that you were going to discuss that was different than what I...
No, we just, I was hoping that there would be people here to carry on the discussion and get it out there that we want to have an agreement with and make and get back into the best fire that we can provide it, you know, and moving forward make it better. But we know that it's not, we, and I agreed when we set up the MOU that it's just a temporary stopgap measure. It's not something that can work.
My understanding is that's a year.
And that's kind of how we put it. It's open-ended, but they don't want it, and we didn't want it to go even that far. They'd like it to go less. But I think the thing that I got out of that the most is that they are willing to help the county out, countywide, get that training out there so it would be a way, you know. And I think they would even, I don't know what the cost is going to be, but they would come and bring the training to us. We wouldn't have to, maybe in some situations they might have to have us over there, but they would provide somebody to bring the training here. So it seemed like that was, if nothing else come out of that, the good of that getting, and I told the mayor of Manila that, you know, that we need to, and they touched on her themselves that they, you know, if they were going to be willing to provide training for the whole county.
So the most ideal situation then would be if, at this point, if Dutch John would somehow say, let's engage in this discussion, and do that would be the quickest to fix, probably, right? They have some people who were seemingly interested, seemingly were engaged. And if that can't happen, then the next step would be to continue a volunteer drive and try to find maybe non-town people to be engaged, okay? And then we could go down that pathway, right? So those would be the best, quickest scenarios, and then we look towards long-term.
The quickest would be for Dutch John to step up and set up their own fire department and us lease them the property and the trucks with the understanding that they provide the training, the fire protection. Suppression like Manila does for us on this side of the lake.
Do you engage them monetarily for that?
But that being said, I don't know if I have to say this on record, that, you know, maybe for some period of time, you know, well, and that might could be the possibility of the lease payment, you know. We would let them lease it, and the payment would be, you know, the $5,000 that we would pay them. It would be...
They'd just take care of that.
They'd take care of that for that payment. Neil's not here to verify that at work, but...
Well, a lease doesn't even have to include any kind of payment.
Right.
It can just be, so... But, okay.
Just so that they are responsible and know that they would be responsible. You know, and I would say... this, maybe I shouldn't say this, but they would... They would engage with all the unincorporated area if the county wasn't involved. I'm sure that if the county wasn't involved, they would do anything, but they just...
Well, and my goal is to also, you know, maintain the relationship as far as our company is concerned and personally with
city council
and mayors and, you know,
I think...
So that's important to me as well as the county, you know. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I was on the same page, and And then, like I said, the next thing to do is continue to find people who are willing to be trained and enter into those agreements. Fair enough.
Okay. Next item, discussion and consideration of lease rates for the Daggett County Jail. There's old, I don't know where.
Yeah, I thought Matt Tibbetts was going to be here for this.
Yeah, I can.
Is there a closed session before or after?
I think we need to go into a closed session.
First?
Just combine those two. Ask your leader.
What, we're down to the discussion and consideration of the lease rates for the jail.
Of the lease rates for the jail?
And there's
I'd like to request to go into closed session for discussion.
That's fine.
No problem, it's me, I'll know. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, just
thanks.
Good.
Thanks, Neil.
See you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate you coming.
Thanks, Randy.
Just put the word out there.
I will. We'll take care of it.
Okay, thank
thanks,
you.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, well,
except you haven't gone into.
I'll make a motion. We go into a closed session to discuss lease rates for the Daggett County Jail.
Is that, that's
well, you're talking about the sale of property, so I assume the lease rates kind of, they're combined there, so we're talking about.
Okay, so that's the, okay, and I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, so we're going to closed session.